You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we are back. I'm going to move that mic up again. I'm going to stand up so that I got it all flowing and going here. And we are going to do the last part of the show. Now, I promise to tell everybody what the two most powerful words that I heard today were, and Oscar, give me the high sign when we're three minutes left, and I will go into that, because there's a lot of stuff I want to get to before that. Now, let's talk. We've been talking a little bit about when we're going to know when the condo market goes over the top. I don't think it's really going to happen anytime soon, and I'm going to tell you why. Because the federal government's been listening to Freed on Business. They've been listening to me, and they're starting to now realize that they got to do something here. And what they're going to do is they're going to loosen home loan standards at the federal level. High five to you guys. First, you introduced all these protections to make sure that we never had another one of these bubbles and meltdowns. And then as soon as it recedes into the rearview mirror, you start changing the availability and of these federally insured loans and the stuff like that. It used to be that you needed 7 years before a BK or a foreclosure. Now it looks like they're going to start doing it after 3 or 5 years. So, you know, if you were a bad boy or a bad girl in the last cycle, it may not matter anymore. So if you're looking to buy a home, why don't you go give your banker a call and see if you qualify? And, oh, if you were one of those people that did a short sale instead of filing bankruptcy, they like you more. They like you because you worked with the bank to solve their problem. And let's face it, the bank doesn't make money unless you borrow from them again and pay them all their fees. So they can just sell your loan off to the federal government and deal with it that way. So, hey, there's a change in home loan standards coming, and it's still tough to get a loan, and they're still going to give you an exam like you never thought you'd have. But in the end, hey, maybe you'll get the loan. And, you know, let's talk about ethics a little bit here. Business ethics. I'm just giving you a smorgasbord, as my wife would say today. Smorgasbord. Business ethics. You know, everybody should get paid for what they do. And those people that are out there that engineer a transaction so that somebody that's providing services to them won't get paid, well, that's just plain wrong. Somebody goes out and makes a good faith effort on your behalf, and then you decide you don't want to pay them even though you're making a big bundle of money off of that person's efforts. You know what? I got to sit here. I'm putting my thumb in my nose at you. You know, if people work hard, and sometimes what seems to you like it only took a couple of weeks or a couple of months, or maybe they only worked on the project for a year. Well, you want to know something? It took that person 20 or 30 years of experience to make that one little phone call that helped you get your thing done or accomplished. So if you think that you can just short somebody because they are weaker in the transaction than you, that's just plain wrong. And you got the wrong ethics. And hey, life is long and the world is big, and eventually it's going to come back to bite you in the keister. So number one in the Jim Freed book of doing business is do unto others. Do the right thing. And if you don't know what the right thing is, ask your stomach, because your gut knows. Your gut knows what's right or wrong. And if you're violating what your gut is telling you, then you're probably doing something wrong. And if you continue to do the wrong thing, even though your gut's telling you that that's the right thing, well, maybe you got to get a look in the mirror and give yourself a check, because there's plenty of people out there that are working hard that all they want to do is get paid fair compensation for what they did. And hey, if you don't think that they deserve the compensation, look them in the eye and tell them. But don't go slinking around the back and don't pay them at the end of the game. Always treat everybody fairly. You'll end out ahead by paying it forward. And I know we talked about this a little bit earlier on in the show. Emerge, well done. Well done to Manny Medina for bringing the technology Art Basel here to Miami. Next year it'll be back. It'll be bigger. It'll be better. And there'll be people that'll be talking about it. And you'll be jealous that you didn't get an invite to one of the parties. Hey, I got these guys on the show. I know them. I go to the parties. I meet the people. I get invited to the coding stuff and the hackathons and all that other stuff. But it's something that is building our community. Our community is being built on all these new sector jobs. And so it's important that we stand up and make sure it's happening. And now I'm going to talk about the two words that were very powerful that happened in my world today. Oscar's sitting there wondering what I'm going to say. The two words? Pardon me. When I was at the grocery store earlier today buying my lunch, I was going across the counter and I had to reach in front of somebody and I turned to him and I go, excuse me, sir, just pardon me. Mind if I reach in front of you? He said, no, go right ahead. And then I had to step back and move out of that little area because I got to just tell you, I just come off of I-95 in the middle of the rain and I needed to relax. So I stepped away and this guy pursued me. He goes, excuse me, sir. I go, yeah. He goes, I've lived in Miami for 12 years and nobody has ever said, pardon me. Well, I turned to him and I said, well, if we were on I-95, I guarantee I wouldn't have said, pardon me. It probably would have been toot, toot, and here's the salute. But since we're here and I can see you and I can talk to you, we're actually having an interpersonal relationship thing going on. I said, pardon me. And it meant something to the guy. So, hey, maybe after you get off of I-95, you can stop in and tell somebody, pardon me. And if you can't say pardon me, then just hug and kiss your special ones at home. You'll see that it has the same effect. Lastly, I want to talk a little bit about the soccer stadium. We talked about that a couple different times. I want to see the soccer stadium here. I want to see David Beckham and Posh Spice come here, but I don't want to see a public giveaway to people from out of town. I'm done with that. Done. D-U-N-N. Done. No more public giveaways. And I don't care if they're going to pay market value or market lease rate. Who decides that? The stuff is priceless. It's going to be there if they put that thing on there for at least 30 or 40 years. So no, if you want to fill in that spot up at the Bayside, then let's make it a park for all those condos that are across the street. I'll bet they'd like to see it as a park. They'd see their value go up 10% the next day. So no more stadium giveaways for anybody here in town. How much more time do I got? I got to say thank you. I got to thank Mike Valdez-Fowley, hopefully I'm getting it right, for coming on the show and talking to me about marketing your firm to the Latino market. I always got to thank UHealth. They've been our sponsor for years, and they're sticking with us. Thank you to UHealth for helping us bring their thoughts here to the community. Thank you also to Warren Henry Automotive. Larry will be on the show next week. Make sure you tune in. We'll have Larry and UHealth, our two best sponsors. Well, not our best, just two of our great sponsors. The NFL alumni, the Miami Dolphins are back. Social media 305. The Miami Marlins, Lawrence Kids. And I want to thank, of course, the Aztec Group, Bergstrom Center for Real Estate Studies, and of course, thank you to our listeners. You guys out there, stay cool as the roads are crazy out there. If you want to see something or hear something on the show, at Jim Fried, at Fried on Business, Facebook, LinkedIn, YouTube, our website, www.friedonbusiness.com. Remember, Larry's in here next week talking about all kinds of cool stuff, and our doctor from UHealth. Remember, this is not a rehearsal. This is your life. And the person wants to do something, finds a way to do it. The other just finds an excuse. Now go out there and make it happen. You see, you don't tug on Superman's cape. You don't spit into the wind. You don't pull the mask off a lone ranger. And you don't mess around with Jim. I don't...